Hey, family, welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time, welcome again. And make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with the latest content from Robotic. And if you have been rocking with us for a while, welcome back, family. And again, make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't, but you have been checking us out, but you just forgot to hit the subscribe button. I'm gonna remind you, but that's okay. Welcome, you in good places. Okay, so tonight we're going to be talking about, do you know why you do what you do? And this actually came to mind when I thought about an example that was taken from a sermon where a woman was basically cooking in a small pan. Now, she wasn't actually cooking, but she basically was sharing with a pastor, I believe. And the pastor asked, well, why did you start cooking in a small pan? And she was like, well, my grandma cooked in a small pan and it has been a wonderful tradition. And so the pastor basically went to her mom and said, well, why did you cook in? I think the woman said that her mom used a small pan and it has been a tradition that's been passed down. So the pastor basically went to the mom of the woman and asked, why do you use a small pan for cooking? I think it was fish or something in there. She was like, well, my mom used a small pan, so that's what we have been using to eat the food. And so he went to the grandma or the mom or the woman's mom's mom, grandma. Okay. Went to her, asked her, why did you begin cooking in this small pan? Grandma was like, I didn't have a big pan that was big enough for cooking the fish. And so I just had to use what was available. So you have two generations using something that they thought was historic, ancient, legacy for my kids. We're going to use this pan. And we're using this pan because grandma did not have a pan that was big enough. So we're using this small pan, and whoever is in line, y'all just gonna have to wait. Instead of, let's get a big enough pan, let's cook this food, and let's not keep everyone starving. And so I share that because there are many things that we may do in life. It could be related to rituals, things that we grew up doing. And many times we do them not realizing, why am I really doing it? Is it really providing the benefit that I thought it was, or is it an alternative means behind it? And trust me, this can be applied to so many different areas, but I do want to talk about it in terms of health and wellness. Of course, as we have been talking about, you know, sometimes a person may get a headache. You may have inflammation, your stomach doesn't feel well, you are just not feeling at your best, and you're wondering, what should I do? Usually for most people, or for the average person, the first thought that comes to mind is, I need to get a headache pill or a pain relief medicine. Let me go to the store or in my medicine cabinet. Let me take either a pill or two, depending on the directions. And I will feel better, okay? Let me just do that. Ain't nothing but a thing, okay? Let me just do that and everything will be okay, hopefully. Now, what happens is you may say, well, I think it should do well. I mean, it says it on the label, it's supposed to relieve the headache. And so I'm sold. That's why I bought the medicine. That's why I purchased it. So I have my medicine cabinet. But many times we don't realize, is it really doing what we think it should be doing? And could it also be doing something else? Now, this is just in the area of medicine, but I share this because, you know, one thing I've noticed that the pharmaceutical industry is profiting quite well. And this is something that I've studied for a while. But I also realized that there are always newer drugs on the market, or at least newer names on the market. Typically, it's the same drug. Could have had some alterations to it. But I also want you to know, this is not where I'm trying to judge you. If you do take medicine or anything of that nature, what I really want to get at is helping you to really think about, why are you doing what you're doing? Because sometimes you may realize, you know what? I was taking this because my dad used to take this medicine And he used to take it because he just had high blood pressure. Now, this medicine was pretty much directed at dealing with headaches, but he took it for high blood pressure or stress. Still taking it. And that could be an issue if you've been taking medicine over or more than a year, especially if it was a medicine that is not a, well, I should say, not as serious when it comes to headaches or just issues with your stomach. Because most of the times, if you continue to take that, it could lead to some other complications in your body with tissues or other organs in your body. And that is not good. And so that's why I share that question of thinking about why do we do what we do. It could also be related to fitness. Sometimes a person may say, well, you know what? I only just walk up five flights of stairs or 10 flights, or not flights, but I may just walk up 10 steps. And to me, that's great exercise. Now, again, walking up steps, hey, that's better than sitting down. However, we know that to walk up 10 steps, you know, it's fairly easy to do if there's nothing ailing your body, your joints. Should be fairly easy to do. However, it could also be a misconception about, you know, if I walk up these 10 steps, then I'm healthy. But again, it comes back, well, why do you do what you do, or what led you to that in the first place? And again, these are just some questions that helps us, because sometimes we find in the journey of goal setting or our health journey, we've been doing things for 20, 30 years. We think, hey, that's the way to go. And we realize that ain't the way to go, or there was a better way, or that was just something that was customly made up. Okay. Provides no benefit, but it was just customly made up. And you've been holding to it proudly, saying, you know what? We do this. This is what my family does. And we stand on that, period. And so what I want to get at is, there are many things that you may do, and you may not have even thought about, wow, I was doing it for this long, and I really didn't even question, why am I doing that? And for me, I've had to do that a lot, you know, related to nutrition. Why did I really eat that or think that that was okay? Not from a place of condemnation, but really just thinking like, what was my train of thought in terms of coming to that decision? Because a lot of times it could just be, I really didn't ask the question of, okay, is this really good for me? Or, you know, is this the best option? And sometimes it's okay if you have never came to that awareness. Listen, we all are learning different things, and I don't want you to feel condemned or feel bad about that. But again, it starts from asking some questions or thinking about that. And this can be applied to many different areas. You know, like I said, this can be applied to nutrition, thinking about, hey, what have I been eating? You know, why do I eat this at this time? You know, why do I tend to gravitate towards sweets when I'm around family? Okay, that could be a question. And I've heard from some people, when it comes to a question like that, the responses are amazing in terms of how it leads there. Usually I have an idea about why it leads there, because I've had experience with a lot of these areas. But again, these are some areas that can really help you, okay? And again, this is riches, okay, when I talk about it, because sometimes you can have the answers to a lot of issues that you're dealing with just by really thinking about it and really just taking some time to evaluate, okay, I do this because of X, Y, and Z. It's not because of medicine necessarily, okay? It's not because of this other issue, but it could likely be because of this. And another thing that I wanted to point out is, if you're ever dealing with pain or anything of that nature, sometimes people will want to try to self-treat themselves. And that's something that, not to say that I would do, but I usually like to try to see what I could do on my own for a certain time period. And it's usually a shorter time period, because I also like to be mindful of not allowing something to carry on, especially if it becomes serious. And I usually, if something were to ever happen, just as an example, I usually would say, you know what, let me really find how I can see a specialist, or just to get some information. It could be seeing someone about a free consultation. And that could be an option that you may not have been aware of, is that some healthcare practitioners or specialists will provide some free consultations. So if you have back problems, issues with your spine, cervical, you could see in a chiropractor, or you could see a someone else. If you had an issue with something, I had a had a small just thinking moment in terms of trying to think of occupations or specialists. But when it comes to different issues that people have, there are different means or different professionals that you could see for free consultation. Again, some have it, some don't, but it is just as good just to see someone about what you're dealing with. And usually most of the time, and I can tell you this from experience, they may not have the answer or may not be able to treat you, but for the most part, they can give you a recommendation. And that is a great way at getting the help you need, okay? So again, that kind of puts you in the path of saying, you know what, I'm not just doing this because it's been done in my family for a while, or because my friends told me to do it, or it's been this common idea to do, but I haven't even really looked into, is this really the best way to go? And so again, just thinking about some of these questions or related to this topic, you'll be surprised. It can open up a lot of doors and opportunities and just areas that you didn't think about prior to. So if you enjoyed this segment, again, me just asking some questions, helping you to think about some questions to ask that can help with your health goals and wherever you are in life. If you enjoyed the segment, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button if you already have not, because that is how you can stay up to date with content such as this and more to come. And it only gets better. Yes. So if you have been joining us for a while, I have been sharing that there are going to be some wonderful updates coming to you soon. And I want you to stay tuned, because it's not going to be released yet, or at least not tonight, but it's coming soon. Okay. And when it does come, you will be notified if you have subscribed and stayed tuned for the updates. And usually I'll likely do a pre-warning, okay, before it actually arises, okay? So that way you can stay up to date, and you could be one of the many, okay, who are out there who could be blessed by this announcement. So make sure you stay tuned, okay? And until next time, I hope that you enjoyed this segment, and I will talk with you later.